All right, we're here at World Dairy Expo and in the Hordes Dairyman booth, and I have two gentlemen here with Hordes Dairyman, and I'm going to have introduce themselves. Gary?
My name is Gary Vorpahl. I'm the Director of Marketing.
Steve Larson, Managing Editor.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about what Hordes Dairyman is doing these days and what we're doing within the dairy industry. Let's talk first about what you're doing here at World Dairy Expo. I understand you have a blog. Who wants to tell me about that?
Oh, I will. We have two different displays here in two different buildings to better serve our readers and customers. And we have a daily blog. Actually, it's more than daily. It's more like an hourly blog that's being updated as the different events happen and transpire and different activities such as the cow judging and some of the student competitions and that become finalized. We're reporting those on an instantaneous basis.
Wow, that's great, and it's good to keep people updated who can't be here. And I'm sure that there's, with the dairy industry is the way it is, there's some people that aren't being able to make the trip this year. But why don't you tell me what's new at the magazine and at the farm these days?
Well, things are going real well at the Hordes Dairyman Farm these days. Our cows are healthy and milking well. They're at the highest production level they've ever been. And our somatic cell counts are at the lowest level they've ever been, which are both signs of good health and well-being out at the farm. Been a busy week at the farm. We've had at least 500 visitors so far. On Sunday of this week, we hosted the National Judging Contest practice teams. And yesterday, the National 4-H Dairy Conference, another 250 kids. So we're off to a fast start there. And now the rest of the week, there'll be a lot of visitors out there kind of just stopping in, a lot of them, and some bus groups, too. So.
Someday I'm going to have to get out to that farm and see it. But we're looking at, of course, you know, some bad times right now in the dairy industry. But what do you see as trends in the long term and in the short term as far as the dairy industry is concerned?
Well, it's a very depressed time in the dairy industry for sure. Essentially, everyone milking cows is not cash flowing these days, including our own farm. We're no different than anyone else. But cheese prices have come up in the last few days, which is a very good sign of things to come. Milk futures haven't moved up quite as much, and we're waiting for news to make them move up as well. But, you know, there are some signs of a little economic recovery here in the country. Just read recently that the economic conditions in a number of other developing and developed countries are improving in terms of their economies growing, their unemployment going down. And for our dairy industry to come back, we're going to need to have the whole world get a little healthier economically. So we start buying their gadgets, and they can buy our cheese and milk products is basically what it boils down to. And that's beginning to happen. It's not going to happen overnight, but things are looking better.
Well, what is Hordes Dairyman doing to help dairy farmers cope with the economic situation right now?
Well, from my perspective, is just helping producers maximize on what abilities and financial situations they can control. There's a lot of things that are outside of our individual control, but just making sure that finances are probably being spent in the right areas and areas they can control.
Now, tell me a little bit about the history of Hordes Dairyman. I know you have a very rich and interesting history. Who wants to tell me about that?
Well, I can give you a quick version. Hordes Dairyman is a very old publication. We were established in 1885, and next year we're going to be celebrating our 125th anniversary, so we're making some preparations for that. But the magazine was started by W.D. Hord, who actually was publishing a weekly newspaper at that time. And he was from New York, and he had seen dairy farming and home butter and cheese making there, and the farmers back there were making extra cheese and butter and selling it to neighbors and people in town. And he saw this as a potential source of income for Wisconsin farmers when he came out here. Wisconsin, at that time, was the nation's leading wheat-producing state, and very little animal agriculture other than maybe the family cow. So the farmers were not doing very well because the soil here is not suited to those kinds of crops. So he began to advocate keeping dairy farms, dairy cattle, as a way to make use of this land, grow forages, have grazing, and so forth. And he began to talk about that in that weekly newspaper. And then pretty soon people from other areas, even other states in the country, began to subscribe to this local newspaper because That was before the days of the Extension Service and a lot of specialized publications. And so in 1885, he started Horch Dairyman, which was really an insert in that local paper. And since then, we've tried to, being in the dairy business ourselves, have tried to provide what we think is kind of the scientific approach to dairy farming with a practical spin. Being in the business ourselves, we understand how to present information to people, so that understanding that it is just not a matter of what you should do in your farm, but here's how you can actually get it done by combining your facilities and your people and your interests and that sort of thing. So that's an overview of what our past is like.
Well, what about the future? What are you, 125 years, what are you looking forward to now?
Well, we are actually celebrating a couple anniversaries next year in 2010, going into the 125th anniversary of Hordes Dairyman. But actually, this very week is the 15th anniversary of Hordes Español, our Spanish publication that circulates in Mexico and South America. So we'll be celebrating that during the expo time here, too. Well, in the future, of course, a lot of our involvement will be online, making more products and services available online. We may have a couple new things that we'll introduce for the 125th anniversary, with not only being old and established and highly respected, but something new also, and we're excited about introducing that.
Well, very good, and it's good visiting with both of you. I'm sure that it's great to meet with your readership here after 125 years. That's pretty substantial, and I congratulate you both.
Thank you.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting from World Dairy Expo.